Third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter. Beloved, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation. Cast all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober, be watchful. For your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goes about seeking someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering befalls your brethren all over the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself, after we have suffered a little while, perfect, strengthen, and establish us. To him is the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, the publicans and sinners were drawing near to him to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." But he spoke to them this parable, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the desert and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it upon his shoulders, rejoicing. And on coming home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost.' I say to you that even so, there will be joy in heaven over the one sinner who repents more than over the 99 just who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 drachmas, if she loses one drachma, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the drachma that I had lost.' Even so, I say to you, there will be joy among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Thus, for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. The most prominent thing in today's bulletin is, of course, that we wish to take this opportunity to wish all the fathers who come to us to have a most holy and blessed and peaceful and joyful and fruitful day today, the day that has been dedicated to them in their honor. May God bless you, each and every one. But after the few words that I have to speak this morning, if all of you fathers would kindly kneel, and young men, and with the bulletin in your hands, if you would kindly answer the responses that are indicated therein. Very briefly, first of all, may I read again, reread the words of St. Peter in today's epistle. Be sober, be watchful. For your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goes about seeking someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering befalls all your brethren all over the world. And may I read also the last words of this morning's Holy Gospel. Even so, I say to you, there will be joy among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. My beloved people, last Friday, day before yesterday, was the solemn feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If we are to take part in the workings of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, if we are to feel the warmth of the heart of Jesus, the flames of the heart of Jesus, if we are all to feel them, we have to understand what these words of today's gospel indicate. My beloved people, there are some who go about, may I say, roaring like a lion, whose intended purpose seems to be, we hope not with any unnatural vehemence, though it seems to come out that way, but there are some who seem to indicate that practically everybody is a victim of the roaring of the lion, and that practically everyone suffers the consequence of the attack of the lion. There are those who preach that. My blessed and beloved people, that is simply not so. If we give in to that kind of thinking, then let us not look at the flame that comes forth from the heart of Jesus Christ. All the feasts, every one of them, whether it be the death, or whether it be the birth, rather, or the death, or anything in between that took place with our blessed Lord, or any of the feasts of the saints, all put together, culminate, come together in the one feast of His most sacred heart, where His flames come to touch those who truly, truly, sincerely, committedly dedicate themselves to His honor and glory and His love. We cannot understand, it is impossible for us to understand how much, how very much Jesus Christ desires the salvation of that one sheep who has wandered and gotten lost someplace without help, without understanding, without dedication. We have to understand the workings of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If you, have any intention of entering the gate of heaven, we cannot but go through the opening in that heart. It is there. It is open wide. for me in all of my sin and sinfulness. It is open wide for me that I may enter and be with him forever. I believe that. I live that. I hope that. And everything I do has to be for that. And the same has to be with each of you, my beloved people. There is no other way.